From a trusted source, one of the few videos documenting up close the horrors that have descended on the Rohingya people. As the world watches and does little to help, 400 miles away in the country's largest city, Yangon, shockingly, we find almost universal support for the army's actions.
It's good. If we don't do it now, there will be bigger problems in the future because their population is increasing, and they will soon ask for another area to live. If we don't do this clearance operation now, the Myanmar people will disappear from this land.
It's no exaggeration to say that it is difficult to find any deviation from this line among non-Muslims in Myanmar. It is a line echoed by official government policy and the nation's newspapers. Now here we have a typical Burmese newspaper, the Myanmar Times Daily. Now here on the front page is an image of a burning house in Rakhine State. Now even though the evidence suggests that it is the Burmese army that is burning down whole Rohingya villages, here it states that with no evidence at all that it is Rohingya terrorists who burnt down this house.
There are places where they burnt down their own homes. We cannot definitely say that government burnt down their homes, and we do not identify them as Rohingyas. We don't have Rohingyas, only Bengalis.
In the diplomatic quarter, a meeting with some of the nation's political establishment, but the gates are closed not long after we arrive. Now the conference is on the violence in Rakhine State and on, as they say, national security. We've come here, but we've been told that we can't enter. Only selected, invited journalists are allowed in. The establishment has a tight rein over the political discourse, and the population seems at ease or simply ignorant of the atrocities committed in their name. The official line is that the Rohingyas do not exist. If the international community doesn't act soon, they may turn out to be right. Johnny Miller, Press TV, Yangon.